Stump speeches, slogans, and memes can only get a presidential candidate so far. Sometimes you also need a song. Chris Willman is chief music critic for Variety. He's written about presidential candidates and their music, and he has a short history of 200-plus years of campaign soundtracks.
Campaign music really goes back to George Washington's campaign with what might be called parody songs, where it's adapting a song of the day and adding lyrics about that candidate.
The day is broke, my lads, march on and follow, follow Washington. He will lead the way, my lads, is he that leads the way.
Campaign music started to become really common with Thomas Jefferson and those folks. But the biggest example, Tippecanoe and Tyler Too, was a big hit song in the election of 1840 with William Harrison. Some historians of the day say that helped sweep Harrison into the presidency.
What has caused this great commotion, motion, motion, our country through?
It is the mob rolling on for Tippecanoe and Tyler Too, for Tippecanoe and Tyler Too. And with them will be little bands.
One of the last examples we had of the candidate's name being used in an original song, Connie Francis's Nixon's the One in 1968.
Stand up and let's strike the band up. Who's left in this land up? Yes, Nixon's the one to go. We'll shout it.
Didn't catch on in a big way, but kind of a fun latter-day example of which we don't really get too much again until Raising McCain in 2008. Ronald Reagan really kicked off the era of walk-on, walk-off music using popular songs of the day. So Reagan, when he's running for re-election in 1984, uses Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
Fleetwood Mac really set the standard for the modern usage of campaign music when Bill Clinton used Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac in 1992. And it not only became his theme song for that and the next campaign, but it helped reunite Fleetwood Mac for the next 20 years. You know, there's an irony to using Don't Stop as campaign music because it's about a split up between two band members and Christine singing, I know you don't believe that it's true. I never meant any harm to you, which is an odd association for a presidential campaign. So in 1992, Ross Perot became one of the most famous third party candidates of all time. But people thought he was a little nuts. But Ross Perot said, you know, I'm going to own that and I'm going to play Patsy Cline's Crazy as my theme song.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying and I'm crazy for loving you.
Irony doesn't work great for a campaign song, let's face it. So Perot might have rethought that one. By the time we get to the Obama era, there are multiple songs being used, but the one I must remember is Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Ooh, baby, I'm sealed, delivered.
Kind of a perfect campaign song in that it doesn't really get in the way of the message, but it makes great exit music, people are pumped up, and the title offers this promise of, yes, I'm going to deliver. That's a very powerful affirmative message, as opposed to McCain, who had ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. Sounded, you know, a little weak.
Take a chance on me. I'm gonna do my very best. And it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try.
Hillary Clinton had American Girl, a little bit of an odd song in that it's a very kind of ambiguous, emotionally song.
When she was
has Girl in the title, which, you know, not everyone loves when we're trying to espouse this view of strong women, but people aren't necessarily listening to the lyrics and thinking about this teenager Tom Petty was writing about. They just hear girl, they hear some power chords, and that's enough. I think most rock and roll people identify as Democrats. And so the candidates that typically get in the most trouble for appropriating campaign songs are Republicans. And Trump is the great offender of all time. You can't always get what you want. Most famously, he just wouldn't stop using "You Can't Always Get What You Want" by the Rolling Stones. A puzzling choice to begin with, because if you're listening to the lyrics, the whole message of the song is maybe that, yeah, you might have to settle for less, which is a very strange message for a campaign to send out. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Kamala Harris getting permission from Beyonce to use Freedom as her theme song this year is a big deal. You don't always get that kind of permission from a superstar. I remember when Harris was running as Biden's VP, she used Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up. Great song, but I think people want something a little more familiar. With that Beyonce song, they got it. I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. A short history of presidential campaign soundtracks with Chris Willman, chief music critic for Variety. Keep on running 'cause the wind